Amen. Okay, I'm looking for my seat. Amen. I want to welcome everybody, and I want to welcome Mommy. Thank you for being with us today. Amen. And yes, it won't be nice if I don't say hello to my brother, James. When he walked in here, the first thing you see on his face was that smile. You know, he's a cheerful giver of the smile. He does it cheerfully, and it's something that, you know, is brightening. It brightens our days. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, brother. I welcome you. Amen. And I welcome everybody here today once again. You can rest assured to welcome yourself in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because when we gather here in a day like this, it's not just about who is ministering. Because the heart of everyone here must be connected and knitted together in love. Because if we are to achieve or to receive a thing from God, we all have to have a common goal, which is to see Him, to know Him, to bring Him down, right? You know, that scripture that says, "Wherever where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." You know, that Spirit is not, you know, where to all gathered. Oh, God is here. We know that God is everywhere, but the Spirit of the Lord is not everywhere. But whenever the Spirit of the Lord comes, because if it was everywhere, they wouldn't tell us, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And, you know, just be rest assured, all the blessing we are receiving together has to do with you and me. Yeah? It's about our heart, our hunger, our pursuit in the Spirit. Amen. I just have a feeling that the Lord is going to establish many hearts. Not just, you know, as we were saying yesterday, in the dimension of just thoughts. I believe the end journey, even after this time, is we will see that we've received so much strength within. Our heart will be full of grace. You know, as the word says, let your heart be what? Be full of grace, not with meat. Why? Because meat profiteth not. Because it has not profited them that have been exercised thereby. So therefore, the end goal is to make sure that in all that you are receiving, that you are receiving grace. Because it is grace that strengthens the heart. And it is grace that makes us strong in His presence. Amen. Amen. So, be happy that you are here. It is a great sacrifice that you have made. And the Lord will reward us all with eternal life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, you know, there's a lot of groundwork that has been done today already. And I was just looking, where will I start today? Lord, help me. Where will I start? But I just sense there is water still moving where we were in a path yesterday. Now, when Jeff was ministering yesterday, I think I was talking to Femi. I said, he said, opened to 2 Corinthians 4. I said, Femi, if Jeff should read this scripture, I don't know what I'll do to him today. Then suddenly, a tongue came. And for some reason, the direction just changed. I said, thank you, Holy Ghost. You know how to... I said, thank you for moving him away. He said, okay, so that's my access point. Amen. But it's still a beautiful thing. We are still in the same waters. Amen. And I believe the Lord will bless us greatly again. Amen. So my work here is not much. It's just to prepare our hearts again. And this the word that will be coming for that I perceive, as I said earlier, will be something to give grace to our heart. Amen. So we are going to open the scriptures and we'll go to 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 6. But before we go there, we pause a little bit. Because there's a little bit of a background that we need to have before we go there. Amen. So, I will start by going to the book of John. And this will be 1 John chapter 2. Amen. How many of us love John? I'm actually seeing a little bit of an interaction between John and Paul today. Although, even if we notice between yesterday and today, there's been a lot of journey between, you know, Paul still and John. You know, all these things we're using words to describe are spiritual and they are sweet, right? When I'm seeing a little bit of interaction between John and, you know, Paul. What I'm really saying really is the scriptures are speaking and the spirit behind these apostles are beginning to utter words and give directions in the spirit. Amen. So we're going to, you know, play with John a little bit and see where God takes us. Amen. So 1 John chapter 2. Let's read from verse 26. Amen. It says, "These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you." You know, we've heard a word yesterday about seduction, right? So these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. And then there is the key word. It said, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you." Amen. Say, but the anointing that you have received abideth in you, and ye have not, that any man teach you. Right? Says, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. When it comes to the wisdom of abiding in God, John had this wisdom. If you look at his letters, you will see mostly it is geared towards making hearts to find an abode in Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, before all this could happen, there are other things that need to come forth. Amen. And without these things coming forth, it is really impossible to enjoy the spirit of these things that are written unto us. Amen. Now, if you look at John's letters, most of the things you see is, "I have written, I have written, I have written." Now, if you look at other letters, you know, of apostles, although they are writing, but they didn't put much emphasis like, "Oh, I have written." Although Paul mentioned a little bit, but there is something about writings, because the writings is how God makes men. Amen. Right, because things must be what? Written for men to be raised. Now, if there is no writing, you can't talk about a son. Why? Because God must write the son. The son must be written up. Amen. Amen. So therefore, if the son must be written up, it means that you must be written up in the spirit. Amen. Amen. Now, why do I have to be written? It is for one thing. Without the writings of God, light can't shine. Amen. Amen. So, therefore, God must write so that light will shine. Amen. Amen. Now, every writings that is given by the Spirit ushers us into the realm of the Spirit to carve a path. Amen. Now, when you hear the word written, which means it is given to you to give access into the Spirit, right? If you have not found the written word of God, now, I'm not saying the written letters, you know, we are reading scriptures. The written word of God means the Spirit. Why? Because there is a way that God wants to write. There's a way God writes. Now, the covenant that the Lord made with you and I is, I will make what? A new covenant with Israel. Said, I will write my laws in their heart and in their mind. So we see clearly that the way of carving salvation is by writings, which means writings must be placed upon hearts and upon minds so that what? They can journey in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. So how many of us would love God to write in our heart? God must write. Amen. Amen. So, because we are talking about the writing, so let's not forget, this scripture we read now is about unction. Amen. It's about an unction. Amen. It's about an unction. As we were praying earlier, and then I just began to hear the Lord say to me, unction, unction. But you have received an unction. But you have received an unction. And then it began to open up to me. Oh, what is this really? I knew, okay, I can't go anywhere else, but wherever you've said, I have to journey. Amen. Now, the key word here today is unction. Now, thank you. Amen. How many of us wonder we need an unction? Unction is very important. I know Jeff paved a lot of way regarding unction. Now, this unction that you have received, this unction that you have received, say receive.
Receive.
Amen.
Amen.
Say, I have received something. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Mitmite, Mevina son, Talvite, Merinagan, short met, meet might, meet might, meet might, met, meeting, meetings of might, mightings, might and might, meet might, might, my might, ascent my might. I sent might to you, meeting might, for this season will usher you into a new experiences with the word, with the writings of God, to bring forth strength in you. For you see, there are parts in the spirit that I'm going to open to you right now. Parts that you've not seen, parts that you've not known. But this part is not just going to open, but you will receive strength to journey even in this path. Might seasons fought. Unction, anointings, the seat of anoint, Mahalavaskibra. Amen. I just says in the spirit that the Lord is going to captivate this atmosphere with unction.
Yes.
Now, each and everyone here today will go stronger.
Amen.
In unction.
Amen.
Now, what that means really is we receive strength to journey in God. Why? Because, you see, the things of God must be received. But if they will be received, we need strength to receive them. Now, without strength, we can't receive the things of God. But how the strength comes, right? Strength comes by what? Light, grace. We must receive what? Strength. We must receive grace. And we will journey a little bit in the spirit today before time is up. And I'll just share a little bit of what the Lord is putting in my heart. Amen.
Amen.
So as we can see that we have received an unction, right? We have received an unction from Him. Now, the process of receiving has to come. Why? Because everything God does, there is a wisdom behind His things and giving off His things. Why? Because everything that comes from God is precious. Now, He said, you don't cast costly pearls to dogs. Right? You don't give holy things to the dogs. You don't. Why? Because these things are very important to God. Now, when you say in the archive of God, which means what custodes God, there are things that keeps them. Let me put it that way. The things that keep them. As we've seen, we heard earlier, say, I have sent my angel. Now, I actually saw a path there, but that is not where they sent me today. Now, what I saw really is that path would open as we continue in this convention, School of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So in this School of the Spirit, we are going to journey. And that path I'm seeing there is hanging, but it's going to open up greatly.
Amen.
Amen. You see, it is not easy to just receive things from Jesus. He said, I am from him. I am from Christ, really. Now, which means there are things from Christ that must be given out to us. It's an initiation in the spirit for journeying. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Why do I sweat so much? Amen. 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 So now I'll continue again saying you have an unction, right? And the unction does what? Teach you all things and is truth. Amen. It teach you all things and is truth. Amen. Now, this is for a reason. You, without the anointing teaching you or revealing, now it says it's teaching or revealing truth. We can't even understand what truth really is. Can we? No. But the anointing must teach. Now, this anointing, as we've said, is not from him. This anointing is of him. So if this anointing is of him, which means the things this anointing teaches are the things that is of him. Now, we can now see that there's a huge distinction between the anointing that teaches and the anointing that comes upon you. Now, you see, that anointing that comes upon you can make you do things. Amen. So these are the things that will know. If you believe that things that happen to them that believe, you shall what? Cast out demons. You shall what? Heal the sick. Now, we've had the church has had experiences with the anointing that is from him. Right? Now, but see, we need those things, because without those things, there is actually no path to journey further into those things that are of him. Amen. Now, we heard yesterday that God has a need, right?
Yes.
Now, his need is very important to him, but you can't really know his need until you start interacting with the things that are of him, that are of him. And as mommy said, who is a son, really? See, a son and a child. See, a son is someone that God can commit things into his hands. Right. Now, God can't commit things to us if we don't know the thing that is of him.
Yes,
why? Because we'll mess it up.
Yes.
Now, there are many things we've learned over time whereby God will just say, oh yeah, take this one, and then we'll start journeying. But then the real thing we've not received. Amen. So let's journey ahead. And he said, you have received an anointing. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the path to receiving this anointing needs to usher us into seasons. Amen. Seasons of his appearances. Amen?
Amen.
Now, how does that really happen? I'm pretty sure, you know, many of the things you'll be hearing today, you've heard it before. Right? But as we said yesterday, sometimes the Lord knits these things until what? The knowledge comes from our mind and is established in our heart. Amen.
Amen.
So can we open to the same book of 1 John chapter 1. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm trying to bring an interaction between this anointing and the things that must happen. Things that must really come forth. Experiences we must come through. Amen.
Amen.
So, from chapter 1, verse 1. It says, okay, that's you. Amen. The first epistle of John. Amen. Yeah. So that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. Amen. Which we have seen. Amen. With our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Amen. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and shew unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Amen. So that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship truly, and truly, says, we have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son. So we can see clearly that our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. Now, this our fellowship, this our fellowship is very, very distinct. Amen. Now, wow, I just find myself going back to what Mommy said yesterday. See, there's a reason for my personal experience and relationship with God. I must know why God, why me? Right? Now, this thing must be discovered personally because it is an experience that must be stamped upon the soul. Now, if that experience is not there, now it is easy to be what? Moved by every wind of doctrine. Amen. See, our problem on earth really is doctrines. Do you know that doctrines, as we said, doctrines, is what men, oh my God, men learn and do. Now, the soul does not do anything, but it lives by doctrines. Why? Because the soul learns and then started acting out, okay, I must learn doctrine. That's what the soul just wants. Now, and as by design, like we said yesterday, Jeff was mentioning, he said by design, it is hard for the soul to resist light. Why? Because that is how the soul is built. The response is that I see light, and I must function with light. Amen. Amen. I see light, and I must what? Function with light. So which means every of my function, how I live, is by light. The leading that I have is by light. But what is my light? So that is a very important thing. What is my light? Now, what John did here, really, in this book, is to move us into experiences, into dimensions of light that we've not seen before. Amen.
Amen.
So we must come into light, and light must shine and shine and shine. Now, see that shining, what it means really is understanding is being established. So when light is shining, say shine.
Shine.
See, that shining means I have come into a stature of the light that I'm seeing. So, how many of us know that there could be a light and yet it's not shining? Right? So, there is light and there is shining light. So, the light must what? Shine. As I've said yesterday, you know when they're saying, you are the light of the world. A city on the hill cannot be hid. So it's a different thing to be a light, and it's a different thing to shine as the light. What God does is God shines. So when God is shining, what he's really doing is he's beaming what? Content. And what is that experience really? Those experience really is the communication of the things of God. Like we're saying, God has to deal with us in ways to interact with us. So when God begins to shine, then all he's doing is revealing knowledge, light. And then what is he doing? He's really calling us to himself. Why? Because it is not the brightness only, but actually to what? To be the light. Amen. Now, amen.
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 Okay, let me stay in one part. Let me just manage myself. Stay on one part. Amen.
Amen.
So we must be the light. Please, this is not even separate from what John is saying earlier. Right? Because if you look at the book of John, John is a custodian of light. He has what? Master of many lights. And as Jeff was saying yesterday, he said, he was from a place and he could identify things. You know what? See, this is Antichrist. These are the things you can do to escape him. You can't detect that without light.
Yes.
How many of us know that light also is sight?
Yes.
What you can see really is determined by the light that you have. As you know, many of the things we've heard yesterday, what you can see really is dependent on what you what? Carry. So which means for every stature, there is a light and there is a sight. You can't judge higher light. So there are, when we're talking about statures of light, there are judgments. What I mean by there are judgments really is not, no, it's not a mystery. When you have judgment, what are they saying? No, judgment really means you can put things where they ought to be arranged, can set order in the realm of the spirit. Right? So this means judgment means you can have greater stature to what? To resist things and to put things in order. Now, it is not so a mistake when they said in the scriptures, say God cannot be tempted. Neither doth he tempt any man. There's a reason for that. Why? Where God is, we say God is light. So which means in the realm of light, God is the light. So which means if God is the light, please tell me what light can shine brighter than him? So there is no light that can shine brighter than the original light. So which means if you must shine, you can just shine close, but you can't shine as that one. Say, okay, you know what? Let me say, I want to copy you. Satan tried it. Well, I said, thou art the anointed cherub that covered it. Said, every precious stone was thy covering. Oh my God, see, we have entered that message they gave us. Coverings. How many of us that God covers himself with light? That is just his covering. That is not even thee. So you're telling, so Satan himself that is just custodying one of those tiny lights. He said, Father of light, I want to ascend to your throne. You see, it looks like I have some kind of, you know, similarities with your light. I'm okay to be there. So God, can we switch places? So if I bring this thought before God, he won't really receive it. Let me first share with angels. Oh yeah, come. See, angels, see that light that is shining there. I have part of it. Are you sure? You know, angels are attracted by light. See, all they see is light. When they're looking at God, see this soul. As they are seeing light, they're not seeing a bright experience. What they are seeing is revelation. They are seeing essence. So when an angel is looking at God and is seeing light, all that our experience will be seeing light, is seeing light. But they are seeing beyond that. But they are seeing the essence of the light, the content of that light, what makes up and builds that light they are seeing. So when they see the Father, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Amen. Amen. So angels are attracted to light. So Satan himself was covered in light. His light was his garment. So we must wear what? We must wear garments of light. Amen. 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 We must wear what? Garments of light. So if we must be lights to this world, we can't just profess it. We can't just claim it. You can't claim light. What we do is we grow in light. Say, build up yourself on your most holy faith. Now, because if we are not raised and built in faith, we can't be raised in light, really. Amen. So light really is a stature we ought to come into, things we must interact with. Amen. Now, all these things now must translate to our day-to-day life, just so we know. All these must be things we start to use, to judge. Now, if I'm making a decision, what should I be really using to judge? No, for example, when temptation comes now, okay, let's do this, bro. You know, this thing is good, good stuff. You know, what you use to judge, say, no, I can't do this. All those judgments comes by the things that we are what? We have worn as garments.
Now, if you've not worn that garment, you can't really use it for judgment. So which means you must wear what? Your light as a garment. It is not a mistake. Why? Because your father clothed himself in light. That's just a garment. Just wear it, light. But it is also the what? The shining light. Now, what we really need to pray for is that light must continually shine. Why? Because, see, if God does not shine, the whole world is in trouble. Do you know that the little sanity you are seeing on earth today is because God is shining? If there is no light shining, the world will be in what? In trouble. Because light must shine. So people are still what, receiving some grace from God's light that is keeping them. If not, by now, and so we are seeing little craziness, right? Just little we are seeing that. What we are seeing now is not much, or is little, compared to what will really, really come forth if there is no light. Amen. So therefore, we must what? Be what? Bright light. We must shine like our Father is shining. Amen. Now, we must receive these things from Him. We must receive them. And that word receive really is where I really want to just say a little some things before I end this message this morning. Amen. Amen. Now, there is nothing we can become without really receiving things from God. Mm-hmm. Now, our entire relationship with God must be that, God, I must receive all that you are. Now, what really stops our journey is because there are things we can't really receive that we must what? Receive. Amen.
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 So John said, these things have I written unto you. Or rather, I said, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in order to come into receiving the things of God, we have to go through paths. There is a way. You know, there are many ways in this world. But Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Why? Because it is the way that brings you to the truth that ends in life. See, all that we are receiving as we are in this conference or in these meetings, is the end is that life must be part. See, all those lights we've been seeing must be translated into life. Now, you can receive light, but if it is not yet a life, it is just a light. When it becomes a life, it is when it is what? A shining light. And that's it. So to shine really is to have life. You can now see why God shines. Because God himself is light. So the interpretation of that God is light really is, see, in this DNA, there is what we call life. Life eternal. How many of us know that nobody has a taste or an understanding of what life eternal is until Christ began to show that, see, this is, see, have I written of this unto you? Oh God, John writes. Say, these things have I written unto you that ye might know that ye have eternal life. Say, why? See, I'm writing to you again. For a purpose, I'm writing. So which means these writings is to establish something. Which means to bring you to understand that you have eternal life. Now, see this eternal life that is in your spirit, it must journey to your soul. So all those realities that has been in the spirit must find expression. Amen. See, all our interaction with God must translate to one thing. I must what? Have life. I must have life. How can we tell you have life? Interactions. See, life, if you have life, you cannot but express life. Why? Because the soul is designed to express life. The soul is a life expresser. Just the if you give me this, I would make it what? Expressive for you. See, it's a magnifier. it magnifies. So that which you receive, it magnifies them. So the true nature of a man are the things that what he expresses. Your expression of life is what you have. Amen. So we must come into what? Expressions. Now, when I say expression, I'm not just saying, oh, okay, everybody must know I'm a good brother, I'm a good brother. You know, start showing love everywhere. Expression really are the content, the things within you. When you are alone and the things that goes through your mind is, what are the things I am interacting with? Why? Because those things I'm interacting with are the things I should be living with. So if I'm interacting with my brother, say, James, how far? As I'm interacting with him, I must be transacting with life. When I'm going to work, my job, all I've been doing is life expression. Why? Because these things are the things that really make sense. Without this, how can we know that you have the DNA of God? So I love Paul. He said, how do I know that I am not a bastard? Because I have what my father has. If I want to test my DNA now, it's okay. If my father comes now, Bukumi, are you my son? Daddy, yes, I am. Okay, let's test it. What happens? Yeah, let's go to the hospital. Give me your sample. That's just the need. Sample. So if God wants to tell you, then what's your sample?
Yes, sir.
Let me just check a little bit of your sample. Okay, do you have the content of life? Okay, do you have a little bit of what is in me? I'm looking at these things. All I'm just seeing is just flesh. Now, this is the interpretation. See, there's nothing that was made without him. Without him, there was nothing that was made. So if God wants to judge in the spirit, as we were saying yesterday, okay, let me judge. See judgment. See, they are using what to judge? Life. So let me judge what is in you. Just take a sample swab. So let's look at it this way. You know, there might be some reasons where you have life full somewhere. Why? Because some people have brotherly love. They have it full. You can't fault them there. That one, let's just leave it. Even unbelievers, some of them have brotherly love. When I say brotherly love, I mean they can show love, kindness to men. But that doesn't mean that they have life. So we really, in the eyes of God, doing all those is not a measure of the life. Right? So which means there are things you must come into that would now start showing us that you are what? His. That is the key word here. His. What can I say? I am his. For me to be his, I must receive him. So no wonder you have an unction that is of him. So this means this unction must interact with you and I to start giving you things from God. Amen. 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 Oh my God. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us love that one? I want to receive things from God. When I hear that word, things. So I say things. Things are spiritual contents in God. Why? That is why Christ became what? He inherited all things. Now when we are reading the scripture, let's read it. Hebrews chapter 1. Amen. Oh, wait. 2 Corinthians is still waiting. Amen. We get it. Maybe I'll just go there from now because I have known a few more times. Amen. So Hebrews chapter 1. Let's read from verse 1. Amen.
Amen.
Oh. Says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, at in these last days spoken unto us by his son. As what? Spoken unto us by his son. The son speaks. Because how they write is by speakings. So if they want to write on you, they must speak. So which means I must hear what they are saying. At every season, there is something that God is saying to you. So, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So, at every instance and at every time, there is something that God is saying to you. So, we must come into seasons of his speaking. Because how there is man is by speaking. Why? God has been speaking in time past, sundry times. He spake to the prophet, but now he's speaking by his son. So, which means, see that word we heard yesterday? If say for the fact that Satan is just saying it, it's a lie. But for this one too, for the fact that Christ is saying it, it is truth. Why? Because no one can, no one has it. See, this is this thing. No one has it but Christ. Now, the things, see, we say God is highly invincible. God what? Is hidden. The only person that can what? Reveal him is the Son. So which means if you go front, back, you know what? Look for any shortcut in the spirit. There is no way you can find God. There is no, see that word, to find God is not an easy thing. See, many people who have been looking for God, say after a while they will drop it and say, no, there's no God. Why? Because a man is trying to find God. But man can't find God. Why? You must be a spirit to find God. You must interact with things that are spiritual. Why? Because said, he that is born of the flesh is flesh. Man is flesh. But he that is born of the spirit is spirit. Which means you must receive content, spiritual content, to find spirit. And we learned that God, what, is the father of spirit. Hey, if God is the father of spirit, what kind of spirit is he? Which means he himself is a spirit. But that spirit is a kind. No one knows that kind. The only person that can reveal that kind is Christ. Why? Christ says, I know that kind. I have been with him from the beginning. No, let me enter the temple and then bring forth this kind. Why? Because he brought forth a new and living way. Hey. So no wonder he made this statement boldly. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But I must bring the way of my doctrine to you. If not, you can't learn me. And for you to learn God, you must learn me. If you can't master me, you can't learn my Father. Why? Because my Father is even what? Spirit. So if you can't learn my Spirit, me, Christ, you can't learn my Father that is Spirit. He's the Father of all Spirit. Amen. So you must learn Spirit. Because I am the Father of all spirit. Amen. Amen. So these are the things we must learn. Let's continue. Let's continue. It says, so by his son, so whom he has appointed heir of all things. So it was what? Appointed heir of all things. So which means if there's anything a man needs to receive, these things must come from Christ. No one has the authority to speak except Christ. See, no one can speak my Father but me, because I have what it takes to speak him. Amen.
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 So I'm still trying to bring it a little bit down. Yeah, let me just quickly bring it down and put an end to it. Amen.
Amen.
So these things are experiences we come into as we roll, as we move in the spirit. Amen. So how many of us like light now? You know, I'm beginning to love light. Amen. I love light. I want to be seeing light every day and every night. Why? Because the more I see light, the more I see my Father. Because God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Amen. How many of us know that is the message of John?
Yes.
So this is the message that we have heard of him. And we declare unto you. He's saying, see, there's no other message. This is the only message, that God is light. That statement in itself is very simple, but is deep. So this is the message. So if you go from Genesis to Revelation, this is what you discover, that God is light.
And when you see this, there is no darkness at all. Hey. So which means in the integrity of his life, there is no compromise. Which means what you see in him is safety. You are saved. No wonder he's the author of eternal salvation. So what we need to understand now is that thing, eternal salvation. You know, men have their kind of salvation. They have all kinds of salvation on earth. Yeah? But this one is what? Of the order eternal. Now, what I want to bring out from there really is this. God is, God what? Has eternal life. Therefore, if he wants to save man, then he must create something that is of the order eternal. Amen. Why? Because your soul and my soul is also what? Eternal. When I say eternal, does not mean, okay, it's God. No, no, no. What I mean really is the soul can live for as long as it could. When a man died, they don't go to hell. Sorry, they go to hell depending on what you do. I mean, when a man dies and they go to hell or lake, they don't still die. They are still there, burning. So which means their soul is still experiencing the torment. And if you are still in with God, you are still there experiencing, oh my God, say, oh my, that would be so sweet. When we get there, what will we be seeing? Light, beams, light. Hey! Why? That is what heaven is seeing now. When the angels see him, or they see light, shine. No wonder they say, shine far. Amen. Now, it is a sweet experience for God to shine. Because the moment God shines to you, the only time you receive strength is when God shines to you. Now, there is no blessing on earth until God shines. Why? This is blessing. This is how you bless the children of Israel. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face. That simple. Say, may he cause his face to shine upon you. So if his face is not shining, please, what are we receiving? Nothing. Why? Because the only place that is blessed is his face. Now, see, this thing is face. Eh? When you say face, what do you know from face? How do I tell this is Femi? His face. How do I know, that's Femi's laughter? When I see AB, I say, AB. You have your father's laugh. Why? Because I know Femi. I know how he laughs. I know how he's... Then I see the son. You are smiling like your father. Why? Because I can what? Learn, detect every interaction between the fiber of his face. So therefore, when I see the same expression in the son, I say, you have your father's face. Which means I know his face. Which means all that we need to do is continually seek to know the face of God. Amen. How many of us know that Christ is his face? Amen. Christ is the face of God. So that is why it is the express image of his person. Amen. And that's where I was going to read quickly. That says, who will bring the brightness of his glory? So the express image of his person. Because of time, I'm not going to go into that. So it is what? It is the bright. Christ is the brightness. Amen. What does that really mean? It means he's the interpreter. When he's interpreting God to you, he's the teacher of who God is. His brightness. See, that brightness really means is the shining glory of God. Which means Christ is shining, beaming the glory of God to show you who God really is. Why? Because he has inherited all things. Amen. Said, who being the brightness of the glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. So that keyword there is all things. Amen. Now, what I... Okay, well, this is a detour to what I was going to say, but because time is up, it's all good. I've even given you everything I wanted to say anyways. But I won't do justice to this without reading 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. Amen. I wouldn't really do justice to this if I didn't do this. Amen. It would be an injustice to this message. Amen. So because it would be an injustice, I will go there and read it. Amen. But there is one thing we need to also learn. Oh my God. Amen.
How many of us know that the brightness and the expression of the face of God is the reason for the prayer of Paul, saying that after I've heard of your faith and your love towards the saint, amen. How many of us know that love and faith towards the saint is good? Beautiful. Now, if you want to display that, we'll say, oh, people that have brotherly love, let brotherly love continue. Amen. And when I see my brother, I can do good to you. Now, these people have faith. They have love. But how many of us know that this faith that they have really is not the faith of the Son of God? Amen. Because the faith of the Son of God, what it's doing, it brings forth another life, another learning. So, these people, they didn't have that faith, but they have faith. They have love. But this love is not charity. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. So which means even in the order of faith, love, they have their word, they have their order. There is a faith that worketh a love. But that yet is not even in the order of God. Wow. What I mean by that is when it comes to things pertaining to God, it is not of their order. But there are things that can still come from them. Amen. But when Paul prayed for them, he said, ah, after I've seen you, your love, I said, I never cease to make mention of you in my prayer. Paraphrasing. Said that the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Father, it started with a beautiful thing. The Father of all glory. Hey, why? Because everything hangs in glory. In bringing many sons to glory. Said, we give unto you the spirit of wisdom. And what? Revelation. In the knowledge of him. What this will do is it will trigger an interaction into the spirit. You know, when we are riding on the wings of the Spirit, is when we've actually encountered these things. Why? Because we must have access into the Spirit to start interacting with the things that is of God. See, you know, what God really designed that will really, really satisfy the soul is the thing that is of him. Do you know that what we struggle with most of the time is satisfaction? Yes. How many of us know that has to do with pleasure?
Yes.
We want to find pleasure. Abby?
Yes, sir.
But do you know that we can never find pleasure until we come to the face of God?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because in the presence of God, which is his face, there is fullness of joy. Now, that fullness of joy really is there is fullness of strength. Why? The joy of the Lord is my strength. How many of us know that we need strength? To find God. And I believe that all of us will be graced with strength. Amen. In this season. Amen.
Amen.
It's what to find strength. There is fullness of joy. And he said, one thing, on thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Because there are pleasures, we need to find pleasures. Well, there are things that God likes. See, there is need. If we can find God's need, we can give him what? Pleasure. So we need to find something that God... See, there's something that God really loves. Christ found it and he was doing it. Ah! God said, this is my son. Said, this day have I begotten thee. Ah, well, you have my words. You have my DNA, my son. You are bringing forth things that is of me. He's not dead yet. That's to tell you that we can't deny Christ in the flesh. We can't. So John was not making a mistake saying... Say, test every spirit. Oh, this is the Antichrist. He that denied Christ in the flesh. That's an Antichrist, which means he's working against Christ. Why? Because Christ must be formed in you and I. Amen. So what that spirit, all that is doing is this. You must not find Christ, neither can you be Christ. So I will make many, many Christs. Now, this Christ is not the real Christ, though. It's what? Antichrist. Because they have a likeness to Christ, but they are not Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Forgive me, please. I'm just going to end this right now. Amen. So. Yeah. Okay. Amen. Amen. So, now, we must what? Capture Christ. Satan does not want us to capture Christ. That is his main goal. Therefore, is giving us all kinds of light. How many of us know that the more we learn light and we begin to interact with light, the more it is harder for us to really see the light of God? You know why? Because light you've been interacting with is very real to you. It's very real to me.
Why? It's very real. We've been testing it. Why? We've seen it. The system has, you know, proved it right. Yes, you go to school, you get married, you have kids. The cycle begins again. You go to school, my kid, you must go to school. You must be a doctor, a lawyer. If you are not, I might be an engineer. If you are not, anything apart from that, you're a bastard. Amen. So, these are the things we've learned. These things really are light. How many of us know that that is what we really live for? Now, if you take a natural man, no, let's put it aside. Even take a natural Christian, a child of God that has not really started having the true thing that God really wants to give. Do you know that we are receiving, you see, we are all we are doing really is getting the things that the world gets in the name of Jesus. Isn't it? All we do is we get those things in the name of Christ. If you want a good job, like, Father, give me a good job. Give me a... it's the same thing that the world is looking for. Now, there are things that a natural man, if you are very intelligent, you can achieve. Now, tell me, how do you want to preach Christ to a guru that all he knows is science? And he's tested, proven it, and what? You know, there are people that are so smart. When you start talking with them, you can't even beat them there. They will lecture you from A to Z. Oh, sorry. Oh, okay, good. Now, what do you want to give them? Now, you can't start telling them, oh, okay, no, Jesus died. You can't tell them that. By the time you're telling them that, okay, give me proof. Okay, can someone really, oh my, there was a conversation with someone. Someone was dying, and then he started seeing things in the spirit. He said, are you really sure he was even really seeing things in the spirit? You know, there's this, you know, idea of, you know, what is really reality. And are you sure he was not having problems during the time because he was about to die? Like, okay. So you can tell clearly this one, all that would matter to this soul is really what he can see. So I don't really believe that, you know, if it doesn't make sense, really. And there are souls that are raised like that. And just so you know, do you know there are people that are smart? Oh, in schools, they are smart. Many of us in school, we even pray, God, teach me, let me pass this course. Oh, God, I must pass. No doubt, God has a supernatural way of helping. But it is not your effort. See, there are some people that can study. There's a way, natural way you study. When you study that way, you'll be a guru. I don't believe there's anybody that is dumb in this world. Amen. There is a natural way that you can study and get things done and master things. There are people like that. You can't really, really convince them about Christ with what words. What really interact with those things are spirit. There's an experience of spirit that they must come into that usher them, oh my God, this is a new experience. So which means the soul must learn by what it can identify with. So which means the things of God must then come to identify with the soul before the soul can give itself to God. Amen. So Paul prayed. He said that the Father of glory will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him for one good important thing. He said that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. That is our problem. The eyes of our understanding is dark. But we need to be enlightened. But we can't be enlightened unless God shines. Yes. And this is the entrance into the brightness of God, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Why? Because it will teach you in the knowledge of him. The way we start learning him. See, this learning God really is a whole new experience. A whole new experience that is actually a journey in the spirit. Amen. So God wants us to start entering. Then when we start entering, we start having experiences of joy. Amen. Then start coming into strength. Amen. For one purpose. Amen. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Amen. Amen. Actually read from chapter 5. That one is sweet. It says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. He said, for God
who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. See, I like this. I like making pictures. Can you tell me how light will shine forth from darkness? I like that. That is so sweet. And the soul has to experience that too. Why? Because when the light starts shining, you know, when the Lord enlightens your darkness, you're like, oh my God. Why? Because it is a wonderful experience. What that does, it restructures our mind. Do you know that we have limitations? Why? We can't think God. That's our limitation. No wonder God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. But God needs to bring man to a place where you can think God. Why? Because if you can't really think God, God can't dwell in your heart. Why? Because as you begin to interact with things from thoughts, say, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. Why? Because if we can't come into the thoughts of God, we can't come into his ways. There are ways inside God that we must come into. Amen. And therefore, God will what? Share his thought with us. So my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. So therefore, God brings us into thought that will what? Comfort light out of darkness. See, light shining out of darkness is actually a turning. We must turn. Amen. And let's finish it. It says, "At shined in our hearts." Amen. And that's just really my message. To add what? Shined in our heart. So that is actually a beautiful and a wonderful experience in the spirit. What does it mean for Christ to shine in your heart? Christ must shine in my heart. Which means I'm really, 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 really having a sweet fellowship. Amen. Why? Because these are the things that John was writing. Wait, I've written unto you that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father. Without that, it is impossible for light to shine in our heart. Amen. But the light of Christ must shine. Amen. Has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory. He said it must give. This knowledge of the glory of God is light. Because light is understanding. Light is knowledge. Amen. Amen. Light is knowledge. Yes. There are things I must know about God. How many of us know that knowing God is sweet? Yes. Sometimes they say, let us pray. What can my prayer be? God, I want to know you. Sometimes you'll be wondering, God, is this the prayer I'll pray all my life? God, I want to know you. How many of us know that it is worth it? Yes. There is no prayer as sweet as God. Let me know you. Why? Because the knowing of God really is what brings forth, what makes us to become a son. You can't know who you've not interacted with. You must interact with him. You know, there are certain things I must interact with. For example, now, if I see a brother on the street and say, hello, brother. No, and just, hi. You know that awkward moment. You'll be saying, hello, hi. Like, oh. Do I really know him? No, but you know, when you see a brother, oh my God, welcome. It's not just that, there has been some interaction with him. There has been some what? Transference. And there has been some what? Koinonia. It just means what? Mixing together, coming together, communion with Christ. There has been some communion with him that made you know who he is, really. So if there is a prayer in my heart, it is, Lord, I want your light to shine in my heart. Why? Because this is what gives me my destiny. I can't think of anything else I want to become on earth if I can't finish my course and what? Keep my faith. Oh my God, I'll be like most men, most miserable. Amen. I don't want to be miserable. How many of us know that some people will get to heaven and they'll be miserable? Wait, they are not in hell. Not in lake. They are in heaven, but miserable. Why? When scripture is saying there will be what? Gnashing of teeth. It is not the fact that they are. It's because, this is who I should have known. And then you see him. Why? Because he has appeared to you. Why? If he hasn't appeared, you'll be like, I wish I knew. But why? See, every eye will see him. I mean, it wasn't that every eye must see him. But before an eye could see, they would open the eyes so that he can see. Amen. And Christ will begin to appear in our heart. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this is where I've put it to end today. Amen. So we'll pray that the knowledge of God, amen, in the face of Jesus Christ will be made known to us. Amen. Mahafini sili hantu gima seal tavisil. Miti seal fil seal. To seal me seal I seal. To might a seal. Sealings I seal. Meet seals. I seal you. Sealing you. I am sealing you into the core knowledge of my doctrine. Because these things must be sealed in your heart and must be made known to you. For I am calling light to shine forth from your heart. Because as light shines, so will you be with me. Amen. My light must shine in your heart that you might receive things that is of me, that you might become like me. Seals, I am sealing you all. Sealing you all. Receive seal. Mashita vana kasita benevaid shepherda mosat.
Kamone kamone kare mukorken kofreken hetons semene kresto sima shadom brush the sea vasa ernofa caverns assisto merenos iprese praharamote ori kama makakote kisha kahata kane. Kanas, Kenos, Esto, Sisa, Mako, Tiron, Esios, Evrano, Hota, Kestes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That was a blessing, a wonderful blessing. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. They are expanding our understanding. They want to establish us in knowledge. Praise the Lord. You know, there's a way you can know something, but you are not carrying it effectively. It has not been integrated into your life. The way you are living, it's not been integrated. So there has to be, God has to use different ways, different angles to paint the picture through the scripture. That's why the scripture was given. So through different representation, there are not many things you need to know. There are just three beings, really. You understand? But see how much scripture volume. Look at that thing, how big it is. They wrote all these things because the soul is a fortress. Praise the Lord. The soul is a fortress, it's garrisoned. To access it, you must pass through, use different ways, different, you know, they use all kinds of things. Bible can use different analogies, but they're talking about the same thing. So that's why we have to endure much preaching. if you're ready, if you want to get God, your mind must be dead to you know, being tired of hearing. Praise the Lord. You must have become very, very comfortable with hearing diversities. So I thank God for that diversity again this morning. The Lord has added some things to what he's doing. I saw the emphasis, the core of that message as trying to show, okay, first of all, is how God can be gotten or seen. But towards the end, he now began to show how Christ is given. How Christ, you know, that's the thing that's eluded us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How what? How Christ is given. You know, when you get born again, what you receive is Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes inside. He's dwelling in you. He's joined to your spirit. But he also has measures in your soul. Right? So, and that Holy Spirit, he has his way of the way he dwells or he comes in, praise God, hallelujah, is by believing. Just when I say believing, I don't mean knowledge. No, there's knowledge. There's faith. There's a faith that imparts knowledge. It's different. But there's a believing that's not a knowledge strain. It's just your heart response to something that it perceives. That's what gets you born again, and the Holy Spirit dwells. So this is one thing we've not understood in the church as much as we should have. Is that we have seen all of God as just one. So when I'm born again, I've gotten them. But it's not true. They are different. So you have the Spirit. That one is beautiful. There's a way you just have to respond, you know, how you got born again. You have the Spirit. But the core of the purpose of these meetings, like this kind of messages, is they want to teach us how to get the other beings. To the way you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you is a reality. Is there. You know the Spirit of God is in you. There is a way to have Christ in you. There is a way to have the Father and God in you. But the way is different. So these teachings on light, what is, I'm saying with that message, a call is trying to tell you that it is through light that they dwell. Yes. That's the way they dwell. Some people will die and go to heaven without Christ dwelling in them. Many people. They will have the Holy Spirit. That's why they will go to heaven. And they are children of God. But they will never have had Christ, or what they call, Paul said, being formed in you. The way I saw it is if you read Ephesians chapter 3, read Ephesians 3, read from verse 14. See, therefore I bow my knees, right? To the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant unto you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might in your by his Spirit, in your inner man. You see that? Then that Christ may dwell in you or heart by what? So you see that? So when you see that faith, it can be confusing. You can confuse that faith as just like what you happened when you got born again. So Christ has dwelt in your heart by faith. But you realize if you compare scriptures, that's why it takes a lot of pain. We've not been comparing scriptures. Praise God. The reason why you have different schools of belief in the body of Christ, different denominations. Some denominations, if you take two of them and compare, they look like two different religions. Like they believe opposite things. Do you get that? In other words, in the body, there's that thing in Ephesians 4, he called the unity. Till we all come to unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God. So that is it. There's a unity of doctrine. Now, the reason why we are like, you see those things in the body of Christ where you have denominations are formed, they based on one understanding that's opposite to other ones, is because we've not learned the discipline of waiting for scriptures to align properly before we pick something and establish ourselves on it as doctrine. Do you understand? But there is a way those things align. You just need to wait and wait and wait and persevere to see. If your revelation is coming, but it's breaking some things, then you need to wait. There are some other lights that need to come. Yes. So you see that Christ dwelling in your heart by faith. That faith is a special faith that can make Christ dwell in your heart. Yes. It is the faith of the Son. Right? Now, there's difference between faith that gets you born again and this faith. Right? The faith that gets you born again is is a resident faith that you had. It's a resident faith that is in the that is in that living soul construct from the beginning. Faith, that living soul construct. Satan has been trying to kill it, but it's still there. And when gospel came to you, you could use that to believe and get born again. Uh-huh. But there's that faith is different from this one, because this one is not your faith. Right? It's not your faith. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not what? Your faith. This one is the faith of the Son of God. Now, listen to this. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to say something quickly. My brother is going to come and for the second ministration. I want to say this. It's good to understand this, because a lot that will be said will be built on this understanding in this meeting. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, there is your own faith, which was built, I said it was developed into a living soul that can respond to God. Okay. But when it comes to receiving Christ, the faith that you need that makes Christ dwell in your heart by faith, that faith is not your own. It's not there inherently. So if it's not there, then it's not a matter of just believing. Because you can't believe with a faith that is not yours. It's not being given to you. Are you getting that? So just believing, you will believe for things. But that faith can't connect Christ, because Christ is foreign. You get that? That's why by necessity, the faith that brings Christ, that makes Christ dwell, has at the DNA of that faith is revelation. Revelation means it is foreign. It's not my own. They have to transport it. Yes. Do you see that? Aha. Uh-huh. So what he's saying, light. What he's saying is that he's teaching. That's what Paul was saying in Romans 1, verse 16. He said there that we are, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the what? Unto salvation. Mm-hmm. So he says, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. You see, faith progression. That faith progression is aligning with progression of righteousness revelation. Do you get that? So that Christ that will dwell in your heart is an embodiment of righteousness that you don't know. So that faith operates. In the operation of that faith is revelation. That revelation is the light that he was teaching of. Are you seeing that? So anybody who is cut off from that revelation light business, you can go to heaven, but Christ will not dwell in your heart. You see that? Christ will not what? Dwell. Because Christ is another kind of man. Christ is a man that has God things on him. Yes. And to get that person dwelling in you, you need to operate that thing called the faith of the Son of God. And that faith, how it characterizes, is seasons of revelation. It's by revelation. That's the only way Christ can dwell in the heart. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.